All right, this one was also I found to be incredibly interesting.
Thank you.
Mostly because of the lack of the face, but also I thought the tattoos were really cool. So I'd love to know more about this piece.
Sure. So the piece started out with me being interested in attempting to paint tattoos. That was like the first thing. In addition to wanting to attempt to paint a fabric that was one color, but had a lot of texture and thus using a lot of color to create the texture. So instead of like, to me, when I see this, he's wearing like white underwear and like a white like tank top, right? But I really wanted to sort of play around with the idea of creating one color being white, or maybe the absence of a color being white with a color itself. So that's where this started. Also patterns. I tend to have like the least steady hand anymore. When I first started painting, I would paint very small, very detailed pieces, like when I first started studying painting, and I would use like the brush with like three or four bristles. And as I've aged, I know, as I've aged, my hands have become sort of less steady. I also like drink Diet Coke, like it's going out of style, so that probably doesn't help either. But I wanted to kind of attempt to do like a pattern as well that was more sort of more detailed. I really like squares and plaid. In fact, it's the only pattern I wear. And I really like painting squares. So I was like, I'll do like a Burberry style like hat too, whatever. So yeah, that's where it started. And it started really simple. The only real details in the piece were the hat, the shirt, or the hat, the fabric, and the tattoos. I really wasn't considering like doing much more like shading around it or anything. Again, it was really started off as just a study. And then I set it aside, as I often do with paintings and poems. Painting, strangely enough, I take a photo of it on my phone and then I look at the photo because you see completely differently when you look at something through a photograph than you do like when you're looking at the painting itself. You see a lot of flaws. You can see where light's hitting it weird and making like maybe your highlight's too bright or your shadow's too dark. And I took a picture of it and I was just like, okay, that's going to be what it was. And I stuck it where I stick my paintings. And a couple of days later, I was going through my phone and deleting old pictures, and I saw it, and or I saw the initial photograph, and I was really happy with the shirt and the tattoos and the hat. I was like, okay, this I'm gonna work on this and play with it a little more. But because the importance of creating this piece were really about those three things, I wanted to make them the star. So that's why I left the face out. Because when we look at a picture, even if like the majority of the picture is taken up by the body, we typically go directly to viewing the eyeball. So I was sort of looking at it, not painting a face as sort of like a director moves or chooses where a camera makes us look as the audience when we film, right? So I wanted to kind of leave it. I kind of wanted to leave it just that. I wanted to say, hey, when you look at this painting, because even the legs are very lack of detail. I mean, even the shading are pretty broad strokes that when I wanted somebody to say like, okay, this is where I'm supposed to look. I think it's evocative in some way too, to sort of say this idea of, right, you look from the neck down to the crotch. Like this is like the area to focus on, which this does. I don't know if that was intentional. Right? That sounds strange to say, but like with my artwork, I think it's because I teach so much and like in lit, like we're telling students like these are the symbols of this piece of writing, right? But we don't know if like we don't have like Emily Dickinson here saying like this was the symbolism I used. Some things we know definitely, but a lot of things are kind of like we're trying to figure out, and we don't have the proof 100%. But there's sort of that old saying that like, right, if you use the color red 10 times in a piece that you're writing, there's probably a deeper meaning. You just don't know you're saying it at that point. And so who knows? So like I often get to that point where I almost trick myself into being like, oh yeah, that's what I think that's what I meant, or I'll like forget. But yeah, I did certainly want the zoom in to be specifically into one section, and that's why I left the face, even the fingers and the legs, to be very just sort of broad and open. I wanted the eye to go directly to those parts.
And what's kind of cool is, so when I first look at the tattoos, I spot a bunch of little faces in the tattoos. So my eyes are kind of drawn to those like they would be the missing
face. That would be really smart. I should have thought about that and been like, well, it's really just about, it's like the faces that we put on our body, like change our face, or so whatever. I'm not that smart. I didn't come up with that idea. No, actually the guy that I used for inspiration for the tattoos has a bunch of like sort of pin-up-y anime characters kind of tattooed on his one arm, and the other arm is just design. But yeah, I mean, like, hey, I'll take that as my, I used the word red 15 times in this poem.
Yes. Perfect.